Today on the Gary Zimek Show, we'll talk about closer friendship with God. Stay tuned, because here we go. Hey there, welcome to the program. I've got the window open, got a cup of Mystic Monk coffee on my desk, and we are ready to get started. My name is Gary Zimek, and I'll be here with you for the next 30 minutes on Blog Talk Radio. Today on the program, as I mentioned at the start, we will talk about closer friendship with God. Closer friendship with God. Boy, isn't that something we should all aspire toward? We'll talk about that as we look at the book, My Daily Bread, by Father Anthony Paone. And before that, we'll read the Daily Mass readings from Wednesday, April the 20th. We'll continue to look at the early church in the Acts of the Apostles, and we'll continue our walk through the Gospel of John. I hope you're doing well. I had a nice day today. By the way, today is the birthday of our beloved Mother Angelica, so let's ask her for her intercession today. We're going to ask for it. Now, you know, we should still continue to pray for the repose of the soul of Mother until the Church officially declares someone as a saint. We want to pray for their soul. And Mother can still pray for us, even if by some chance she still is in purgatory. She still could pray for us. There's nothing wrong with asking for Mother to pray for us. But we still want to pray for her soul as well. That's very important to do. But we know that Mother did so much good, and she influenced so many people. She was a big influence to me, and I'm sure she may have influenced many of you as well. I'm sure she will include many. I just lost my train of thought. I'm sure she would be pleased with the work that we're doing here on the program. We want to try to keep her memory alive and continue the work that she is doing. So please ask Mother to intercede for you today. This morning I was on the EWTN radio network, speaking of Mother Angelica, talking about Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. It's my weekly segment that I do on the EWTN radio network. I know what you want to know. You want to know what verse I discussed. Well, let me tell you. Let me get it out. It's from Psalm 90. I believe it was verse 12. Psalm 90, verse 12. Let's see if I can find it here. Teach us to count how few days we have, and so gain wisdom of heart. Now, as I mentioned to Anna Mitchell, typically this verse doesn't sound like one that's going to calm you down too much. Lord, teach us that our life is really short. But here's what happens. Number one, the verse reminds us of the importance of praying for wisdom. Praying for the wisdom to know that time is short and the present time is all we really have. So we want to make the best use of the present time. We don't want to dwell on the past or worry about the future, because it robs us of the present. That's what Satan wants to do. He doesn't want us to do anything with the time we have. So he's going to try to find ways to distract us. What we need to remember is that we have the present moment. That's where God wants us to be. That's where he meets us. And that's where we get a chance to serve him. But also, if you look at it from the point of view of someone who tends to worry, looking at it that way, realizing that your life isn't going to last that long. All the problems that we worry about, they're going to be gone one day. They are all temporary. So why is it that we spend so much time worrying about them, right? I mean, it only makes sense that we shouldn't worry too much about things that are temporary. But yet, oftentimes, more often than not, actually, our biggest fears arise from temporal or material type problems in our lives. So let's try to keep that in mind. Psalm 90, 12 was the verse. It's a good one. That entire Psalm, Psalm 90, is a good one to read. So keep that in mind today. I'm going to take a sip of my beverage du jour, which I mentioned is Mystic Monk Cinnamon Coffee. That's a lot of coffees in there, but that's what it is. And it just so happens that I'm drinking it out of my Mother Angelica mug. So that's a great thing to do on Mother's birthday. And you know what? I'm going to do this later, so you can check this out. As we speak, as we speak, I'm going to you take a picture of this. So we'll put this on Facebook later. We'll put this on Facebook later so we can get started. So you can see what's going on. We're going to line this up. See, this is spontaneous here today. Gary's being very spontaneous to celebrate Mother's birthday. I'm going to get all set, and here we go. I'm going to put this, take this picture, and you can check this out later. So this is a picture taken directly from my show. So you'll be able to get an idea of what we're doing here on the program. Okay, so we'll put that up on Facebook later on for you to see. I'm doing photography on the show. How's that for something crazy? And I've got my Word of God Bible that I ordered from EWTN, so you'll see that as well. All right, enough of this craziness. By the way, don't forget, I really do need some new sponsors, so if you're able to help me out, followingthetruth.com, the donate page is the place to go. Please help me out. I need monthly sponsors so we can keep this good news alive. The world is a crazy place. We need to talk about Jesus. We need more talk about Jesus every day. I'll tell you what, I was looking at the news earlier, some crazy, crazy stuff happening in the world. Really, God is bigger than it, no doubt about it. We got to talk about him, and we have to pray. And we also can't lose hope. Jesus Christ, he's the way, the truth, the life. He is the answer. Don't panic. Keep praying. That's the solution. But thank you for your donations. Please keep that in mind if you're able to do that. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Also, if you're someone who shops at Amazon.com, I ask you that you use the link on my website, followingthetruth.com, to do all your purchasing. And if you like some good coffee, Mystic Monk Coffee would really help me out if you, once again, use the link on my website. All right, I thank you in advance for that. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. Thank you for all of the many blessings that you've given to me and all of us in our lives. Father, we ask that you help us. We ask that you help us with all of our problems, whatever they may be. We ask that you help those who are sick, those who are anxious, those who are lonely, those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those who are dealing with weather-related problems, such as our friends in Texas, and all those who were recently affected by the earthquakes around the world. Father, we ask that you help those who are struggling financially, those who are dealing with any sort of an addiction. We ask that you accept our own personal intentions, whatever they may be, help us with them. And I present this show to you, and I ask you, Father, to take it over for me, speak through me, and open all of our minds and hearts to be receptive to your message. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her prayers as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. And Mother Angelica, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, I'm anxious to get started. You ready to go? We're going to dig into God's Word by looking at today's daily Mass readings. Today we will look at the readings from Wednesday of the fourth week of Easter. Now, I mentioned this on the show yesterday as well, but I want to keep it into perspective. There are 7 weeks of Easter. There are 7 weeks of Easter, and the following week is Pentecost Sunday. So that's where we stand, and then what happens is we go back into ordinary time after that. We go back into ordinary time. But we have a couple of special Sundays. We have Trinity Sunday on the 22nd of May, followed by the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ, sometimes known as Corpus Christi, on the 29th of May. And after that, we go into the 10th Sunday in ordinary time. But prior to that, the weekdays are from ordinary time. Okay? All right, just wanted to keep you informed as to where we stand in the liturgical year. First reading, once again, from the Acts of the Apostles. Chapter 12, verses 20, beginning in verse 24. The word of God continued to spread and grow. After Barnabas and Saul completed their relief mission, they returned to Jerusalem, taking with them John, who was called Mark. Now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who was a close friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, completing their fasting and prayer, they laid hands on them and sent them off. So they, sent forth by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia, and from there sailed to Cyprus. When they arrived in Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogue. So here's what we got going on here. We see a great example of what? Of the church growing and the word of God, the good news, continuing to spread and grow. And that's in spite of the fact that early Christians were being violently persecuted. The word of God was spreading because you can't stop it. And this is the mistake that so many individuals through the years have made. They have decided that it's possible to kill God, to kill the Son of God, to kill the prophets, to kill various saints. You can't kill God, and you can't stop his church from growing. And the church continued to grow with the help of the Holy Spirit. And that's the beautiful thing about reading these readings from the Acts of the Apostles. We get a good picture of it. And the Holy Spirit is still active in the church today, and the church still will continue to grow. The church might get a little battered from time to time, but anybody that tells you that the church will not survive, anybody that tells you that, is wrong, because that's not what Jesus said. He said the gates of hell will not prevail. If you read Matthew chapter 16, verses 18 and 19, Christ established a church, and he assures us that it will last until the end of time. So the church isn't going anywhere. Yes, the church will take her lumps, no doubt about it, but the church will survive. But continue to pray for the Holy Spirit, so that more of us can be open to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Psalm 67 is our responsorial psalm. O God, let all the nations praise you. May God have pity on us and bless us. May he let his face shine upon us, and may your way be known upon earth. Among all nations, your salvation. May the nations be glad and exult, because you rule the peoples in equity. The nations of the earth you guide. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May God bless us, and may all of the ends of the earth fear him. O God, let all the nations praise you. Just a reminder that the message is universal. The church is universal. It is open to everyone. And it's the Lord's intention that the church spread around the world. And that's exactly what we see happening. When you compare what the church looked like shortly after the ascension of Christ, compare it with what it looks like now, it's incredible how the church has really spread and grown. And you know that if it was just a man-made institution, there is no way that that would happen. The gospel is from John chapter 12, verses 44 through 50. Jesus cried out and he said, "Whoever believes in me believes not only in me, but also in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. I came into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not observe them, I do not condemn him. For I did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. Whoever rejects me and does not accept my words has something to judge him. The word that I spoke, it will condemn him on the last day. because I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. So what I say as the Father told me. All right, where do we start with this one? This is the continuing message of our Lord, talking about something that we all need to hear. If we believe in his words, if we hear, let's say this, if we believe in him, we will not remain in darkness. If we believe in the light of the world, and that implies, that belief implies that we will listen to him. It's not just to say that, yes, I believe that Jesus existed, but to actually believe in his message and to follow him, because the Lord has something strong to say about this as well. Jesus said this, if you reject me and do not accept my words, then what will happen is that you will be accountable on judgment day. And that is really, really, really scary. That's one of the things that motivates me. You know, a lot of times we are motivated not so much by doing the right thing. I mean, this is what they call imperfect contrition. You know, you feel bad that you did the wrong thing, or you don't want to do the wrong thing because of the fact that you don't want to go to hell, right? That you don't want to go hell, that you don't want to go to hell. And you lose the fact, you lose the important message that, let me start over with this one because it confuses me. Oftentimes, we do the right thing because we're scared. We're scared of going to hell. That's a start. That's, that kind of very primitive type of fear of the Lord is not a bad thing because it keeps a lot of people out of hell. It's the start. But eventually you want to progress beyond that. And as your relationship with our Lord grows, you want to obey him out of love. You want to obey him out of love and not out of complete fear. And that will happen. That's a natural progression. But here's the thing. Whatever gets you started is a good thing. And many people get started just because they don't want to go to hell. They get started on their road to a closer relationship with the Lord. I know that's how I was when I started. But the important thing for us is we want to take our Lord's words seriously. And if we say we believe in him, let's make sure that we're putting it into practice. Let's make sure that we're putting it into practice in our daily lives and not just going through the motions. Going through the motions is not a good thing. And Jesus had some harsh words for anybody that just went through the motions. Okay, now if you have any questions, you can always email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. I want to move on and talk about closer friendship with God. Pretty interesting topic, isn't it? It's a really interesting concept, friendship with God. A lot of times we view God, our Heavenly Father, as being invisible, which he is, as being pure spirit, which he is, and looking at him and saying, I can never really be friends with him, can I? Because he's not real. Well, that's wrong. We can be friends with him, and we can become friends with our Heavenly Father through a friendship with Christ. Christ wants to draw us closer to his Father. So as we grow close to Christ, he draws us into a relationship with his Father through the help of the Holy Spirit. It's a really, really cool the way it works. So we're looking now at a book called My Daily Bread. It was written in 1954 by Father Anthony Paone. And this book was originally published by the Confraternity of the Precious Blood in Brooklyn, New York. Now it's been reprinted. It's available from many different sources, including EWTN's religious catalog. You can get a copy of it if you would like. And I would strongly encourage you to get a copy of it because it's a very easy to read book. It's not especially long, but it's got a great message. And it helps draw us into a closer friendship with the Lord. So today we're going to look at it. And the way the book works is each chapter, and they're very small, is written from the point of view of Christ speaking to us. So these words could have come from Christ. So look at them as that. My child, I have said that the kingdom of God is within you. Turn to me with your whole heart. Do not think too much of this world, and your soul will find rest in me. Do not let this earthly life take all of your attention. Think often of me and of my will in your life. Then you will become more conscious of my presence within your soul. I bring you the gifts of peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. These gifts are not given to those who pay too much attention to this earthly life. And, you know, I talked about at the start of the show, all the craziness in the world. Turn on the news, you're going to see it. Don't let it freak you out. Yes, you're free to figure out, to find out what's going on. You should know what's going on in the world. But let's not obsess over it. If you're spending all of your time on the internet, watching TV, listening to the radio, and yet not praying, not reading scripture daily, you're making a huge mistake. You're never going to get to know Christ that way. We don't want to spend more time focusing on the things of the world than focusing on the things of eternity. If we do, guess what? We're going to be in big trouble spiritually. We're not going to grow closer to the Lord, and we're probably going to be miserable. Because if we focus too much on what's going on in the world and obsess about possessions and notoriety, we're never going to be able to appreciate what's really important. And what's really important is our relationship with the Lord and eternal life in heaven. One who loves me and lives in my truth is a supernatural person. By my grace, he becomes free from sinful and dangerous desires. He can freely turn to me. He is able to rise above the visible world around him and enjoy my friendship. As iron cast into the fire loses its rust and becomes bright with the flame, so too a man who turns his whole heart to me is purified of all sluggishness and changed into a new man. So, and what we do now after that meditation, I'll read another meditation, something to think about. But are you willing to take that step and to really focus all of your attention on the Lord? That doesn't mean you don't go about your daily business. It doesn't mean you don't pay attention on your job. But it means that you always keep one eye on Christ and eternal life. Got to be thinking of that. You know, we spend a lot of time. Now, I'll give you a case in point. I was at the doctor's today. I went for a checkup. And I was sitting in the waiting room. Well, I was sitting in the waiting room for a little while, but then once I got into the examining room, I was there for almost an hour before the doctor. He was kind of busy today. It took him a while to come in. And in the past, I used to get frustrated thinking I'm wasting time. But you know what I did today? I was really glad I got this idea because I don't normally do this. I might do it to some extent, but not to this extent. I started naming all of the people that I could pray for. And what I did was I also said a chaplet of Divine Mercy, and I didn't do a rosary at that time, but I named all of the people that need prayer, and I said, Lord, please help all of these people and include them in my rosary that I'll pray later this evening. So it was a great use of time. Instead of just standing in line and getting annoyed, why not offer up the inconvenience, right? Because then what you're doing is turning that moment, making you're capitalizing on the present moment, and you're turning your inactivity, your frustration, whatever it is, into prayer. When you start offering up your inconvenience, you're sitting in traffic, you start offering up, then it becomes very efficacious. That prayer can be used to help people. So think about that next time. Don't waste time. And so if we get into the habit of not wasting time and really trying to focus on, well, what can I do for the Lord right now? How can I work on my relationship with him while I'm driving in the car? Can I be praying? Can I turn the radio off? Can I pray a little bit? Can I walk away from the internet and offer it up? Can I walk away from the internet, turn off the TV, and pick up a Bible instead? You know, this is not fluff. This is, I legitimately do this. And believe me, I never thought I would have the ability to do this. I never thought I would have the interest to read the Bible every day, but I absolutely read the Bible every day. And we do it here on the Daily Mass Reading. So start thinking of ways that you can really keep focused on the Lord throughout the day, not just 1 hour a week in church, not just for 30 minutes when you're listening to this program, but let's take it to the next level. Something to think about. If I take this step and concentrate more on God's place in my daily life, I shall find the peace of Christ. Earthly worries and distractions become small in the presence of God. The more I am impressed by Him, the less shall I be impressed by everything else. Now, I have absolutely found this to be true, and I know you will. The more you focus on the Lord, the presence of the Lord in your life, and make it a point to have a daily encounter with Him throughout the day, you're going to be a lot more peaceful, and you're going to get to know Him better. It really, really is important, and it really is effective. So if you're somebody like me who struggles with anxiety, man, I'll tell you what, that is a great thing to do. It's going to bring you a lot more peace in your life. Finally, our prayer, our closing prayer, my God, I want to be deeply impressed by You and Your holy will in my daily life. Teach me to live this life of mine in Your presence, sharing with You my thoughts, desires, and every activity throughout the day. Let me recognize and follow Your will as it comes to me through people and events in my daily life. Amen. So there you go. That's our message today from the book, My Daily Bread. And again, we do this on the program every Wednesday. We look at the book, My Daily Bread. Tomorrow on the show, we'll be examining friendship with Jesus, getting personal with Jesus. Find a Real Friend in Jesus is my latest book. So we'll be talking a little bit about that on the program. It is the most important thing that you can ever do. It really is. It really is the most important thing that you can ever do, to become friends with Jesus Christ. That's strongly, strongly encouraged. And it will literally change your life and put you on the road to heaven. You know, that's so, so, so important for us to work on. All right. Now, if you have any questions, please let me know. Gary@followingthetruth.com. Again, I plan to be back tomorrow. We'll leave that up to the Lord. So we'll see if He wants me back here. If He wants me back here, I certainly will be back here on the air tomorrow. And I'll tell you what, I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for listening to the program today and for your donations. But once again, I'm in a bit of a pinch now, and I could use some additional sponsors. If you're able to help me out, would you please consider doing it? $10 a month, $15, $20, $100, $500, whatever you can afford will help me keep this program on the air. One of the things I don't reveal too much, but I'm going to share it with you before we go off the air. We're going off the air in a few minutes now, is that I've been in ministry, full-time ministry for 4 years, and I have been dipping into whatever little savings I've had in order to keep afloat. It's tough. It's like starting any business. Ministry is no different. I believe in what I do. I'm here because I care about you. I care about Jesus Christ, and I want to present His message. I have the ability to do this. Not everybody can do this. Not everybody can have this sustained desire to talk about Jesus. I can. He's blessed me with the ability to do this, and I'm not going to blow it. I'm going to do my best to stay around as long as I can. I hate to ask for money, but I need your help because I'm at a point now where I'm struggling. If you're able to help me financially, followingthetruth.com, you can go to the donate page, and from there you can either become a monthly sponsor or make a one-time donation, whatever works for you, but I thank you in advance. And also remember, let your friends know about Amazon as well as the Mystic Monk links on my website. Every little bit helps. And again, I thank you so much for your support, your prayers, and for your friendship. It means a lot to me. I hope you have a wonderful night. And again, let me know if there's anything I can do for you, Gary@followingthetruth.com. I prayed for you at Mass today. I will continue to do so. You're in my prayers, please. Keep me in your prayers as well. All right, sound like a deal? Have a wonderful night. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.